thank you so much, Sharon, for being here. Welcome to the Curious Expression Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you here. So for those that don't know who you are and what you're about, can you give us a little bit of a picture of what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Sharon Sammet. I'm founder of Align Your Future. What I do is I'm a holistic health practitioner. I'm a Site K facilitator, and the Site K modality is about shifting limitations at a subconscious level. So we use muscle testing to determine what the subconscious mind actually believes, and then we implement a new way of being, and this is done at a subconscious level, and then we use our physicality to actualize it into reality. So it's a very very, very interesting modality, and we have amazing results. And I've also been an entrepreneur for 18 years. So my husband and I were in a construction company, and it was a very successful company. And during COVID, we actually both decided that we wanted a change. So we kept an arm of the company, more of the investment side of things, which is what I enjoy doing more. And then we've sort of ventured out and started new businesses and just, changed so much in life, actually. So there's a lot I do, but it's all very interesting and I love it.
And so how does the concept of manifestation tie into your health practitioner services?
Yeah, so for me, it's about, and what I noticed, like I said, we'd been running a construction company for 18 years, and I was, the company was running well, but I wasn't so well. So I was putting a lot of my effort and time into business and finances, and then I was neglecting a lot of my self-care, my relationships, the other things that were important in life. And in my opinion now, in retrospect, is that when we are whole and when we are in balance, that's our true success. So we can experience abundance in all areas of life, being health, wealth, and relationships. And that's the way, that's our birthright, actually. But we tend to forget about, you know, I guess we forget who we are as a whole. Mm-hmm. And that's where I sort of coin the term manifestation with a whole health mindset. So we are looking at whole health being spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, being in balance. And that gives us a very solid foundation for when we are manifesting and getting to our desire, because we're getting there as a whole person. Mm-hmm. And when we are whole, that's when we experience our true power. Mm-hmm. So I guess in everything that I do, I'm not so much as a teacher, I'm more of a guide and a support person in reminding people, my clients and those around me, that the power that we need is inside of us. Mm-hmm. We just need to reignite it, and we can do that when we are in whole health and when we are in balance. And that's how I coin the term manifestation with a whole health mindset.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps I missed it, but is there like specific techniques that we're using here? So like, for example, I know sometimes in manifestation, people use like something called a vision board. I know other people, they try to meditate to kind of, I guess, bring something forward. What kind of techniques are you using?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, we are taking control of our thoughts. I have developed a focus meditation, which is done in the evening, actually. So we're preparing for our next day, the night before. And this is when we're going into theta mode, which is the time when your body is sort of, you know, falling asleep, but your mind is still awake. This is actually the time when our subconscious mind is most suggestible. So this can be done if you don't have a meditation. This can be done by affirmations. Just the last 5 minutes before bed, whatever it is we're thinking about at that time is what we're actually waking up thinking about. So we're setting our intentions and our thoughts for the next day. We're waking up in gratitude. So we're practicing some gratitude there. And we also at this stage set a desire. So whatever it is we're consciously moving towards. So we got our thoughts in line and then we're taking the action accordingly. And then it's also about, finding those limitations and shifting those in our journey to get to our desire, whatever that desire is. It doesn't have to be about money. It can be about health. It can be about anything. So whatever it is, the desire, whatever you're trying to manifest in your current reality. So we're taking control of our thoughts. And then we're moving with conscious intention towards those thoughts. And at the same time, whilst we're doing this, we are at a high vibrational frequency, and which means we are in alignment with our desires. And that's the point. And we are staying healthy. We are staying whole. So we are staying at a high frequency. So we actually reach those desires. So, for example, someone might want to lose 5 kilos and they're having the thought to lose that weight, but they're not taking the action accordingly. So basically you can have the thoughts, but then if you're sitting on the couch all day eating lots of junk food and just watching TV and not taking the action, you're not at the frequency of your desire. So it's unlikely, unfortunately, that you will manifest that into your reality. So we're taking ourselves as a whole person. We're learning techniques as a whole in whole health so that we are in alignment with our desire. And the most important thing here is that when we are at that frequency of our desire, we're seeing possibilities as they come to us. Because we are at the same alignment of that desire. So does that make sense?
Yeah. So I guess so I'm clear. So first we kind of make ourselves mentally ready to, I guess, bring the manifestation, and then we have to take action. Is that correct? Or can we do it the reverse too? Could we do actions first and then maybe try to focus on the manifesting?
You can. Just the model I use, it can be done any either. I personally think taking control of our thoughts is the first step, because everything starts with a single, with our thoughts, doesn't it? So if you look all around us, if we look around, we've got computers, phones, notebooks, pens, all these things have started with thoughts. So everything starts with a thought. It's the thought that generates the emotion. And then that dictates the action we take. So, yes, thoughts first, emotion, action, all need to be in alignment in order to manifest whatever desire, whatever it is you're working on to make it part of your reality.
Got it. And so, like, what's, like, maybe the biggest struggle that a lot of the people that you help kind of say is, like, something that troubles them when they first get started?
To get started in the journey, or what troubles them in life?
This whole manifestation thing. So, like, you know, you kind of advise them, like, okay, you need to kind of have mentally kind of get yourself paired and all this kind of stuff. So what's kind of like maybe feedback that you typically get after, like, maybe a week where people will say, like, yeah, this is the thing that I'm struggling with the most?
Yeah, I think keeping to routine, and people think that it's going to happen tomorrow, where it's the implementation daily that creates lasting change, doesn't it? So it's the little changes that, and sometimes we don't even notice that things are changing until perhaps one day we're presented with a similar situation and we realize, oh my gosh, look how far I've come. And that's the point of aha. So for me, I think if you're sticking to the routine, if you're committing to yourself and not relying on everyone else to do the work for you, because this is another really important aspect, you need to do the work for yourself and commit to yourself and your power in order to get there. I can't do that for someone. And there's some people that come to me and say, oh, can you heal me? I'm not a healer. I am guiding you. I am sharing my journey, my knowledge, and my experience with you. But you need to implement the changes and heal yourself. No one can ever heal anyone unless they want it for themselves. And I think they're probably the biggest things that I find. But with guidance and with conversation, obviously we work through those things. But, yeah, I think they're definitely committing to the action and also expecting someone else to do the work for you is what I find that I have the most conversations about when someone feels that they're not getting anywhere.
So you're basically showing the doorway or the road, and it's up to them to kind of go through the door, walk on that road, basically.
Yeah, well, in my beliefs, yeah, you, like I said, you can't heal anyone. They need to want it more than I need to want it for themselves. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
You need to want something if you're going to achieve it. They're like, obviously, there's beautiful miracles that happen every day, and we need to be open to seeing those, but ultimately you need to create the change. So, and whatever that means for you. So, yeah, definitely. It's all about awareness, isn't it? Everything that we do in life is about creating an awareness of who you see, who you talk to. This conversation today, there's an awareness in everything. So, mostly I think what I'm about is unlocking the awareness and saying to you, hey, you know, this is how we do things, or this is my program, this is how it works. And, you know, there's so much awareness along the way and so much self-discovery. It's also about falling in love with that journey of self-discovering and unpacking and growing. And, you know, I find a lot of people, and this has been a big conversation this week, a lot of people feeling stuck because they're trying to find their true self, their purpose, and they're really focusing on that. And I had an awareness this week, and that awareness was, well, our true self is the self that's always in evolution, the self that's always growing. Because where I come from and my studies and my background is that we are all energy. As everyone knows by this day and age, I would think that everything is energy, including us. We're not separate to energy. We are energy. And when we're speaking of energy, we are limitless, right? Because energy never dies. Energy is limitless. Our true self is limitless. So it's about continued evolution, and that's our truth. And that was a big conversation this week too. So really, I found that really important and really enlightening actually. So yeah, the person that keeps on growing.
Yeah. And I guess on this journey of growth, like how important is it to be authentic? Because I think sometimes, especially in like the manifestation thing, I think sometimes we don't really know what we truly want, but we think we want that. And so we're kind of like manifesting the wrong thing. So how important is authenticity in all this?
I think, of course, authenticity is number one in everything that we do. But I also do find that a lot of people struggle not knowing who their authentic self is because they're constantly comparing themselves to someone else. And, you know, that journey is working for that person. Why isn't it working for me? You know, we're all made up so differently. It's also about finding that confidence and being okay with who you are and where you are right now for yourself, and then going from there. And again, it's always about the awareness and just learning and accepting who you are. But, you know, it takes time, and this is what I was saying. You can always want something. There's always something that you know that's true to you that you desire, whether it's just being a little bit more active every day, or maybe eating better or cleaning out the pantry or going for a walk on a different path. There's always something small that we're going to desire that's going to lead us more to our authentic self, so long as we trust and we keep on learning about our own self and our own journey and what's important to us. And also, I don't know how you find it, but I find it that a lot of us have lost touch with that innate sort of intuition and just trusting that gut feeling that we know something is right for us and wrong for us. And that's always a good place to start, just trusting in how you're feeling in certain situations to find your authenticity. And journaling is brilliant to finding what's coming up for you and how we work through things. And again, authenticity for me, you know, with me, what you see is what you get. So it's a big thing for me, and I wouldn't be able to do things any other way. And I hope that everyone else finds that within themselves and stops comparing and just really starts honing in on how they feel in situations and around certain people and start acting accordingly.
Yeah, the whole comparison thing, I feel like it's out of control these days because social media just keeps inflating it so much. And so many people, you know, you meet them and like sometimes you can kind of feel that they're not authentic because especially at like social events these days, I feel like so many people are so focused on getting a picture. Like we have to get this on photo. We have to make a video of this. Otherwise, we can't enjoy the moment or something, right? So I feel like a lot of people these days are definitely struggling with being authentic.
They are. And you know what I always notice as well is that you can be at an event or a social gathering or whatever it be, and everyone's living life looking through their phones. They're not actually enjoying the moment. So they don't actually know how they feel about being there and who they're talking to. So sometimes, I mean, for me, for example, online world is very new to me. So I've always completed business face to face and, you know, that way. But I find a lot of people are getting lost in that as well. But this is the reality we live in. So also about stepping away and taking that time for yourself and just gathering your thoughts and being with yourself, and it's okay. So yeah, but I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. So when I was researching you, I came across something called the 5-step method, Empower Her. Could you talk a little bit about that? What is that?
Which is basically what we've started talking about. So it's about, finding the vision focus point, which is your desire. And I've got recordings, in place that help you, get through and journal through what that desire is for you and coming up with your action steps. And it's about taking control of your thoughts. And then it's about understanding the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies and how in alignment, which is what we've already discussed, in alignment, they build the solid foundation. So when you get to your desire, you're there in whole health. So you get to experience abundance across all areas of life, and finding activities and really digging deep into what those areas mean and where someone might be over or under balanced in any of those energy bodies, and just doing activities that that sort of combine those energy bodies so that you're in alignment and in balance there. So that's more about the whole health model, understanding the whole health model in a little bit more detail. I mean, these are all subjects you could speak hours on individually, which is what I do in the program. But yeah, so in a nutshell, it's about the whole health model, being a whole person in whole health to experience your ultimate power. And then it's also about a blockbuster section where we go through techniques and tools to where you will notice that limitations might come up for you and how to shift those limitations. And here we're talking, you know, the whole sort of more like psyche. So we are understanding the hemispheres of the brain, and then we're sitting in a whole brain posture. We're experimenting with heart-centered breathing, just techniques and tools that I've gathered over the years that really help in the shifting of these limitations that are keeping a lot of us stuck. And, you know, the subconscious mind to me is such an amazing tool if we can shift those programs that have been limiting us without us even knowing. So there's a lot of programs within us from early childhood that we're unaware of that are keeping us stuck, They're keeping us poor, unhealthy, you know, in those, well, we basically don't know we've been programmed in this way, no different to a computer system that's running off a program. Sometimes we're triggered and we realize, oh, where did that come from? You know, that's a subconscious program. And the thoughts we have on repeat that form our beliefs and then our perceptions and then dictate the actions we take in the world. So these are all downloaded programs and different life stages. At different life stages, we download different programs. A lot of it's unfortunately based on the external world and what we're taking in from that. If someone might say something and then we start believing it, and then once it's a belief, it's downloaded into our subconscious program. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing this to conscious awareness is pretty much what we're doing, bringing these limitations to conscious awareness, and then we're shifting them using certain tools and techniques. And then it's also about understanding the present moment and that everything happens in the present moment. So whatever it is we are manifesting or creating into our current reality, we're understanding what it takes to be on the frequency of that in the present moment, because everything that's always has ever happened to us has happened to us in the present moment, right? So it's never the past or the future. It's right here, right now. So we're understanding what changes we can make in our daily lives to keep us at the frequency of our desires in the present moment. And then we're talking about things like scripting. We're really getting into the vision of who the person is we are creating in the present moment, or whatever it is the desire is that we're wanting to manifest into reality. And then there's a final part, which is a sort of like a challenge, I call it, but it's about saying yes to something new at least once a week. And this is keeping us evolving, keeping us open to new possibilities. You know, it can be simple things like taking a walk on a different path, going to a new coffee shop, starting a new yoga class, or maybe something as extreme as skydiving. I don't know. It can be anything. Just saying something, yes, you know, getting you out of that comfort zone a little bit, and, yeah, having you open yourself up to new possibilities. And once you become comfortable with sort of, I guess, that discomfort, you open up yourself through a lifetime of new possibilities and continued evolution. Mm. So there's a lot, but it's there's a lot. And, you know, we're talking quantum, we're talking source, there's a lot of awareness. And it's probably a program that someone would listen to and then go back and revisit some stages when they feel they're more, you know, they could possibly take in some more information, because we can only do so much at once as well. But it's all structured and it's all set out. So you know, commit to the program. And I'm very firm. If you're committed, you're here, we're doing it. We're doing it together. And we're going to see this through, and we're going to document our experience throughout. So yeah, it's really good. And there's a lot of Psyche K techniques that are in there, a lot of subconscious work. So, yeah, really, yeah, important work.
Yeah. You mentioned, like, these systems that we kind of fall into and then we kind of stay in, like, this comfort zone. It's amazing how, like, how much time we waste in our comfort zone and in these bad systems. And they don't even make us feel good, but, like, for some reason we just, like, can't get out of them.
Yeah, and, again, this is the programs of us thinking maybe we have to be a certain way. But this is where my biggest shift came from, actually. Like I said, I was working in the construction company, quite a big company, with my husband, and I was there, it was 17 years, so not a short time, quite a long time. And towards the last maybe 5 years of that structure, I was always feeling unwell when I was in the office, and I kept ignoring, and I was very short fused, and it would basically, for me, it ended up being managing a cash flow. And I'm a very creative person, so it was hard for me to be in that space, and I wasn't feeling good. But because our entire foundation was based on this company, our lifestyle, our houses, our cars, our kids' education, everything, right? So I was miserable every single day that I went into that office. And one day I couldn't do it anymore. And my body literally hurt every day, and my head would ache. And I would just do it because I didn't know any different. And because I wasn't feeling good, I wasn't looking after myself. I was, you know, turning to substance and bad food and bad habits just to find the thing that was missing, because I just wasn't feeling good. And one day I turned to my husband and I said, I can't do this anymore. This is just not for me. And we found a way. And then I went back to uni actually at like 40, how old was I, 44 or something, and I studied at Quantum University. So it was just, for me, it was, and then once I started, and that, you know, this is the whole yes thing that I'm referring to, riding the waves of possibilities in that challenge, I said yes. When I saw that degree come up, I was like, instantly, first I was, oh no, I'm too old to do that, you know. Programs hitting, like, you know, I'd already started studying Psych-K at this stage as well. So I started understanding a little bit more of my programs and as they were coming up. And I was like, no, I'm too old. I can't do that. It's too expensive. Every excuse. So I knew that I was miserable, but I was comfortable with that misery almost. And that I would keep coming up with every single excuse to not have to complete this program, but every time, or this degree, every time I read about it, my heart would be in joy. And I kept pushing that away and choosing the comfort. So, you know, it took me a while to get out of that, and it took me a lot of awareness. And actually, my husband was a really good sort of, I'm not sure how I would explain it, but he gave me a really good push and said, well, you've told me you're not happy doing the job, so what is it you're waiting for exactly? And I couldn't answer. I wasn't sure what I was waiting for. I just was scared to take that step almost. And there was a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety that actually made me go, yeah, I'm doing it. But once I went followed through, it was the best thing in my life. So I hope that someone else doesn't sit in that choosing that comfort and that misery and has the confidence to open themselves up to say yes and try that something new.
Yeah, and I'm glad your husband helped you. Sometimes we just need that cheerleader, that little person to kind of just give us that little push.
Yeah, and he was that for me at that time, even though I knew it and I really did know it and I felt it on every part of me knew that it was time. And that this was the path for me. But yeah, it was just that, yeah, let's do this and actually taking the steps. So I'm so grateful that I did.
Yeah. And I think it's so important to like have good relationships around you, because I think like in the manifestation space, like you can have the right thoughts and be taking the right actions. But, you know, if the five people closest to you are all negative, you're probably shooting yourself in the foot.
Well, you listen to a lot of these high-profile business people, and that's one of the things they all have in common, is that they surround themselves with people that are like-minded, people that are actually smarter than them, that know more about them, about the field that they're wanting to get into or are in, and they're always saying you surround yourself with the people that you want to be. So, because, yeah, it's hard, it's tricky when you're wanting to escalate yourself and everyone else is sort of staying, is in a very low vibrational frequency, and that you're finding that you're continuously coming down to their level and you're never getting to the frequency, to the vibration you need to get to. And sometimes people do try and pull you down because your success triggers something that's missing within them, or maybe reminding them that they are probably in a comfort zone that they shouldn't be, and that you're taking the step is making them actually feel really uncomfortable, because now they're going to have to take a step too, or not, you know. I mean, that's not your responsibility, and there's nothing you can do about someone else. But yeah, sometimes we do feel these, you know, sort of pulls and tugs and all sorts of things. So really important to find your tribe at different stages of your life. And sometimes it's online and sometimes it's in person. Whatever it be, whatever makes you feel good, just trust what's making you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or sometimes it's even something that's not a person, like a book. Maybe you might read a book and it triggers something inside you, and all of a sudden, you know, your life changes for the better.
100%. And I do that all the time with mentors, and that's how I find my pretty much my next mentor is through listening to them, seeing if I resonate with them, seeing if they're challenging me too, because again, you know, we live in an era where everything's wrapped in cotton sort of wool and light and fluffy. Yeah. I'm that light and fluffy person that someone will want. I sort of tell you how it is, but I don't think that you need, you know, me to be light and fluffy. You need to be told the truth, so that we can evolve and we can evolve together. Often for me the case that then that's how I find mentors, in books or podcasts and all sorts of things, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's very important to have at least one person around you that is very straightforward, because I feel like you need a balance. You need people that are, you know, mostly supporting you, but then you also need that person that isn't afraid to tell you, like, hey, you know, you're going in the wrong direction, or you're not doing as much as you could and you need to step up your game.
100%. And it's so important, because it's so, like I was saying, it's so easy to just stay comfortable. Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any, since we're talking about books early, do you have any favorite, like, manifestation books or any other type of books that are your favorites?
A list of books. I love books. I do a lot of audio now because I'm than walking when I'm listening. So I'm trying to get, you know, my mental, physical, spiritual and emotional bodies in alignment. And I do this a lot, walking in nature and either listening to meditations or listening to someone of inspiration. So there's many for me. Not one in particular, but I am enjoying Sherman Durek at the moment. Now he's a shaman, and his philosophies really resonate with me, so that's who I'm listening to at the moment. But a lot of people, even everyday people, my book list is extensive. I'd probably have to grab my phone and have a look, but there's lots. And I'm listening to even really old books like Think and Grow Rich. But you know that era, like, that's quite old, but still there's parts in that really resonate with me. Definitely lots of books.
Have you ever read it's an old book, it's my favorite book, it's called The Road Less Traveled, Dr. M. Scott Peck?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, you should definitely check that one out.
I will. It sounds very familiar, actually.
Yeah, it was a bestseller at one point in time, so that's probably why it kind of rings a bell a little bit.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I will, definitely. I love a new book. I'm gonna actually have to listen to this Sherman Durek a couple of times, I think. I'm gonna have to, read it over a few times, that one, because it is quite intense, but very important and very enlightening too. So but that one, definitely, why not? I'll do that next.
Aside from the books and the people, do you have any kind of spiritual practice that you also follow?
Look, spirituality to me is about growth. It's about opening up yourself to growth. And that's what spirituality means in a nutshell to me. So in terms of spiritual practices, like I said, I'm out in nature a lot. It really keeps me grounded and level. So I find I connect. And there is Insight K There's a technique that we use where we actually sort of connect with the nature around us. So we are on the same energy as that. So, for example, trees or the ocean. So I tend to connect with the energy wherever I am. Often it's trees for me. So I connect with that energy. So that's a spiritual practice for me. I do a lot of sort of meditations that connect me more to spirit and guide. I do a lot of oracle cards. Spiritual is actually very important to me. I don't really relate spirituality to religion personally. I know a lot of people do, but for me it's about when we're connecting spirituality to manifestation, it's about believing and having the faith that it, whatever it is actually happening in the present moment. So it's a lot of belief, a lot of faith. And when you have the faith, I find that when you have faith, it's almost like you don't need to face the world alone. You don't need to face all your problems alone. There's always support there for you. And I really truly feel that, that sometimes it's okay to surrender and allow and have the faith that everything's going to be just fine, all is well. So it's big for me, spirituality, actually. And when I connected with my spirituality again, because I did lose it for a little bit of time there when I wasn't feeling so well within, you know, the changes in life that were happening. So I did lose it, and I found my biggest growth then came when I reconnected again. So spirituality is big for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even if somebody's not like into the whole like soul thing or religion and all that stuff, even just doing something simple as meditation, focusing on your breath, things like that, it helps so much. I just recently actually started meditating again, and it's improved my focus so much.
Oh, it so does. And you know what? And this is a technique we go through in the program, and it's called heart-centered breathing. Have you ever tried heart-centered breathing?
No, what is that?
So if you look up HeartMath, they've actually done a lot of studies around, and that's in America, actually,
okay.
HeartMath Institute, a lot of studies around how powerful it is. And what I do as one of the tools in the program is combine heart-centered breathing with affirmations. So, but all it is, it is a really quick tool. I use it everywhere, literally. If I'm feeling a little bit anxious or unsettled, I drop into my heart space. And all it is you sit in a space of quiet, or at least internally quiet if you are in an environment that's not so quiet. But place one hand on your heart, close your eyes, and just breathe into your heart space. And just think about something you love or think about an affirmation, and it instantly changes your way of being. It instantly changes your energy. Really powerful tool. And using this in conjunction with affirmations, and there is a way that you can create an affirmation that works. Mm-hmm. And then when you're using that in conjunction with heart-centered breathing, it's actually a direct link to the subconscious mind as well. It's a really powerful technique, really powerful.
Cool, so yeah, just sit in your try it.
Yep, just one hand on your heart space and breathe in and out of your nose, and just keep on focusing on your heart space when you're breathing, and having your hand there just makes it easier for you to focus on that heart space. That's all your hand's doing there, really. And then just keep on thinking about something that brings you joy or something you love. Or for me, when it comes to manifestation, I implement affirmations that work, and you just keep repeating that to yourself and just notice how you change, how your entire dynamic changes. Really yeah. Simple and effective. Yeah, very effective. And look up HeartMath Institute. There's a lot of research on that.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely check it out. And so When you're helping these people, do you have any like memorable moment or story that you remember that maybe, you know, you helped them and they, you know, they came to you and they're like, Sharon, I followed your steps. You know, my life is so much better. Thank you so much. You know, any kind of memorable story that you have?
Okay, I have a few. One that just popped into my mind as soon as you said that, so I'll share it. I won't use names because it's personal. But a girl came to me and she really wanted to be a coach. Well, she was a fitness coach, but she was doing it small, pretty much out of her home garage. And she was implementing online programs, but that's all she was doing. So she had the online program she'd written. But when she came to me, and she didn't have much self-worth at all. So she didn't believe that she was valuable enough to be charging for these programs. And let me tell you, this girl was amazing at her job. So, but she didn't see that within herself. So we went through, because I have a program, but I also do a VIP package where my client will do the program, but every week we'll have meetings and we'll also have site case sessions online because I can connect, you know, obviously virtually using energy. And so she came to me. So we were doing the VIP. So we were doing the site case sessions and we discovered there was a lot of she held a lot of beliefs about not being worthy. She'd been told as a child that she wasn't good enough. Father was very much a perfectionist and put a lot of pressure on her. So we discovered all that and we shifted that way of being. We set new beliefs and she ends up moving from Australia, going to London and landing a contract with one of the Chelsea players over there. And since then, and I think he paid her something quite extraordinary to spend 3 months with her training, and now she's just, yeah, she's amazing. So I still keep in very close contact with her. She's kicking goals everywhere around the world. So she's doing so well. I'm so proud of her. She's quite young too. But once we shoot, and it just goes to show you the beliefs we hold on to that no longer serve the person we are in the present moment. Once we shift those and our beliefs are in line with who we are now and we let go of that, just how far we go. And like I said, we are limitless and we hold ourselves back so much. We just have really forgotten how powerful we are. And just stories like that just remind me of just how much we can achieve. And I look at myself and my family and all those around me and I see how much we've achieved. And it's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, imposter syndrome is such a error. You know how to do your job, but like something just comes in your mind and that tells you to start doubting yourself.
Yeah. And this is just beliefs we're holding on to. Because a belief is a thought we've repeated over and over and over, and it forms a belief, and then it forms our perceptions and the actions we take. So, and we don't notice that they're there. Personally, I had so many beliefs that I've had. I shift beliefs still every day. I do sessions with myself almost daily because things come up. So we're forever unpacking and we're forever exploring. And I think just being the best version of ourselves that we can be, on a soul level, on a human level, you know, on a whole level. So it's the best, I guess, present we can give to ourselves and the world, because once we shift our frequency, it shifts the frequency of the collective, because energy ripples way beyond our body. It doesn't just sit within us. It ripples beyond us. So we're doing so much when we're working on ourselves, when we're shifting those beliefs and we're becoming limitless. We're changing the world too. We're not just changing ourselves. So it's so powerful. So powerful.
Do you ever get anybody that comes to you and they're like, hey, Sharon, you know, I want to sign up for your thing, but I'm a very like scientific kind of person. I don't really believe in this energy thing and this manifestation thing. Do you ever have anybody like that come to you?
Yeah, but if you like, we're living in an era where we know that everything is energy. This is science. So energy is science. We are all energy. Everything is energy. Nothing is solid. We are all energy. So, and then it just comes back to what awareness you want to create for yourself now, right here, right now. And I might not be the person for you right now, but if I can create a little bit of awareness in you just by having a chat, I feel like I've done my job. Because I feel like we are now in a space where human consciousness is on the rise. I think we all feel it. We're a little bit unsure maybe because we're coming out of a box that we've been in for quite some time, a little bit sheltered, a little bit hidden. I'm not going to go into too much, but I think a lot of us are feeling there is more. A lot of us are seeking more answers. What was working 3 years ago isn't working for us anymore. And we can see a lot of things coming up into the light, a lot of truths being exposed. So I think a lot of people are seeking. It might not be the level now, but my program is actually very entry level. So we are talking the beginning. So if you're already, you know, really into manifestation, understanding energy to in a quantum physics and all that sort of thing, my program is probably not for you either, because it's very much the beginning where we start, you know, just starting to understand how our thoughts impact our emotions and our actions, starting to understand what the subconscious mind is, what conscious awareness is, starting to have a look at what we're eating, you know, some of the chemicals. And so it's not evolved to the, you know, it really is an entry level. So, and I think I feel like that's where I wanted to start, because there's a lot of people that need to know from the beginning. And then obviously as we evolve, things would get bigger, new programs developing. I've also got a lot of meditations that I'm developing, with hypnotists, clinical hypnotists, and these are the meditations that you listen to just before you're falling asleep, because like I said, this is the time the subconscious mind is most suggestible. So I'm actually developing a lot of individual and specific meditations, for example, addressing specific problems, like it might be weight loss, it might be public speaking, it might be trauma. So these are obviously taking a lot of work, because they are quite specific in addressing specific, you know, problems, I guess you could say. So, you know, and there's always evolution, there's always more, but the program is very entry level. Yeah, I keep it quite simple, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think on some degree, it's kind of like a leap of faith thing. Like, even if you don't necessarily believe in the manifestation thing or the energy rippling and all that stuff, you know, just take a leap of faith and try it. And even if you don't understand it, why it's happening, if it makes your life better, like, you know, who cares, right?
Well, you've got to, to some degree, know that your thoughts create your reality, you know, and it's pretty much, that's where it starts. So, and yes, you can take a leap of faith, but I think that if you're honest with yourself, that you know that you can, you actually control the reality you create. So, and yeah, take a leap of faith, but also know it's a commitment, that your commitment to yourself and your own evolution. And you need to want that. You need to want to find some changes, find some ways to improve yourself or your reality or your environment, if something's making you unhappy. So, yes, it's a leap of faith, of course, and to have, that faith, but also there needs to be a wanting to change something as well.
Got it.
So it's about action taking, not just knowledge. There's a lot of knowledge in there, but it's also about committing to taking the action and getting it done.
Got it. Are there any, like, I'll call them red flags maybe that we should be looking out for, because I know sometimes in the manifestation space there's I'll call them charlatans out there that kind of are basically snake oil salesmen, you know. Are there maybe signs that we should look for to kind of see like who's a legit practitioner and who's just trying to get your money?
Yeah, I know. And this is what makes it so hard, right? Because there's people coming out and they'll tell you they've completed this, and it, or accomplished this and that, and it's really not true. I don't know who they are. I always just say, really feel if this is for you. But simple things like affirmations, a lot of people will say, repeat this affirmation. Now, an affirmation needs to be emotionally charged to you as an individual. It needs to be in your words, so you understand it at a sub, your subconscious mind understands and believes it. If I'm telling you, say this, and that in my words, your subconscious mind isn't going to believe it. Right, so it's going to be very hard for you to create them changes within yourself based on whatever it is they're telling you. So those little things. What else? Yeah, just go with what feels right for you
Okay.
is what I always say. It's hard for me to. I don't want to be the person that pinpoints someone for
Sure.
saying or doing this wrong. I don't think that's my role. Again. Different people at different stages in your life, you will resonate to what's needed for you right now in your life, and you need to go with your instinct and go, yeah, okay, she's for me, or she's not for me right now, it's too much for me. But yeah, be mindful, be mindful of what you're buying.
Yeah. And Sharon, my last question for you today, what advice would you give to a young individual that is interested in also being a practitioner like yourself?
Just do it. Just get it done. If that's I'm like I said, I'm working with people that are shifting their limitations at 21 years old and really going in and doing what they want to do. So if you feel if it's the road for you, do it. Find the course that's for you. Maybe start by trying something in the field that inspires you, and always go with that feeling of joy. So if you're looking at a course and you think it might be for you, don't just do it if you feel half-hearted or because someone else is doing it. Listen to the reactions of your body and go with that. But definitely start by visiting these things. Start by living that way. And this is the other thing. A lot of people are saying, do this, I can do this for you, but they're not authentic and they're not doing it themselves. And that's another thing that might, while it doesn't resonate with me, I like in my journey, I talk a lot about my trauma as a child and how I overcame that, and how if anyone can do it, if I can do it, coming from the childhood that I had, anyone can do it. I've shifted so many limitations, and I look at that now as my power, because I can connect with people and share my journey and say, if I can do this, having been where I was, well, you know what, you can do it too. And this is where you need to start. So it's about resonating on what's right for you at this time and really believing that it's for you as well, because it is a it's a long road. It's not something you're going to do in a week or two, and you need to be living it that what you need to be living the lifestyle, probably before you embark on the actual educational aspect of it.
All right, Sharon, before I let you go, where can people connect with you online?
www.alignyourfuture.com.au. Shazi Samet, SHAZI_SAMUT on Instagram. I'm probably most active there. Jump on there, send me a message. I'm happy to have a chat about anything. On my website at the moment, it's not actually a website, it's a landing page at the moment, because I literally have shifted everything because I really want it to align with where I am right now. And yeah, so I'm refining all that at the moment, but there is a link in there to jump on a call with me. I'm happy to chat. And there's programs that you can buy that are heavily discounted at the moment. And then there's also a VIP if you're interested in more guidance. I do work a lot with people in business that are feeling stuck, that can't seem to get to their next level. I find that I've recently been attracting a lot of coaches actually that are wanting to get to their next level as well. So yeah, reach out. If I can help, I always will.
And you're on Instagram too, right?
Yeah, Shazi Samet. Yep.
All right, Sharon, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for all the insights that you've shared. It's been wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you. Lovely speaking with you too. And thank you so much for having me. I love connecting with people from all over the world and, you know, listening to what you've got to say and what your perceptions are of even who I am. So it's really cool. Thank you.